This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The nation's homeland security chief has resigned amid the Trump administration's growing frustration with the number of migrant families crossing the southern border. Kirstjen Nielsen says it was her idea, but apparently that may have not been the case. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Sources say the final straw came the past few days. On Friday, the president announced he was pulling acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Chief Ron Vitiello's nomination to be permanent director.
We're going in a little different direction.
Nielsen did not get a heads up and wanted to discuss it with the president during their border visit Friday. When that didn't happen, she asked for a meeting here at the White House yesterday and walked in ready to resign depending on what he said. Officials described mounting frustrations. The president with the situation at the border and Nielsen by administration actions she felt were counterproductive. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The president announced the current U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McLeanan will replace Nielsen, becoming the acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Election day in Israel on Tuesday. But today, Palestinians in the Gaza Strip reacted with indifference to upcoming those elections, with many saying that the situation in Gaza will remain unchanged whoever wins. Mahmoud Zanin is a Gaza City resident. He says Netanyahu, Bennett, or Hassan are the same policy. They work for the state of Israel or their own interests. There is no difference between Bennett and Netanyahu. In the final days of the campaign, the race appears too close to call as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces a strong challenge from Benny Gantz, a popular former armored chief. Polls show Netanyahu's Likud party and Gantz's new blue and white party neck and neck. Surveys give Likud a slight advantage being able to put together a governing coalition. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party is asking for a recount of votes in Istanbul after the ruling party lost last week's mayoral election. A recount in some districts in Ankara is already underway, and the ruling Justice and Development Party has asked for a full recount in Istanbul. Ugandan police deny a ransom was paid in the rescue of American tourist Kimberly Sue Endicott and her driver Jean-Paul. The two were rescued in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo on Sunday, 5 days after their abduction in a Ugandan national park. Halima Athumani has the latest from Kampala.
American tourist Kimberly Sue Endicott and her Ugandan driver Jean Paul were abducted last Tuesday afternoon in Queen Elizabeth National Park, which borders Congo. Ugandan police spokesman Fred Enanga says Endicott and Paul were recovered Sunday, but gave little detail about how the rescue was accomplished.
This was a high-risk operation, and we had identified the hideout. The pressure was there of a last resort move-in that there was an implicit threat of the use of force by our allied teams that we had on the ground. But as the police and the government of Uganda, we don't do ransom.
He says neither captive was harmed. Endicott was handed over to the U.S. ambassador to Uganda on Monday afternoon. Halima Athmani for VA News, Kampala.
This was the first kidnapping of any foreign tourists in Uganda in 20 years. Hard to believe, but it's been a quarter century since the horrifying massacre of human life in Rwanda, where over 800,000 people were brutally murdered. Historians attribute the cause of the genocide to the assassination of then-Rwandan President Juvenal Habyarimana as his plane was shot down near Kigali. Cora Trufrost, a Syracuse University professor who'd worked with international criminal tribunals in Sierra Leone and East Timor, said the brutality of the Rwandan genocide is not unique in history, but the death toll does scare the world and makes many ask questions.
What would normally be an extraordinary crime, the crime of murder, became ordinary in part because people were desensitized and political grievances were high, and there was a possibility of redistribution of power that was imminent and threatening to many people, and they allowed themselves to be led by leaders who were particularly intent on power.
In the lead up to the 25th genocide commemoration, tensions have been mounting between Rwanda and Uganda. Rwanda accused Uganda of supporting groups opposed to the government in Kigali. I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.